Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today, for staying with me. I appreciate that very much. As you know how grateful I am that you spend a little bit of time with me and soak up some of the information that our outstanding Brain Trust members deposit with us every day and a couple of every hour, and we really appreciate them. As you know, our Brain Trust now is over in our, now that we're in our 10th year, our Brain Trust is somewhere around 600 folks, almost 600 folks who are members of our Brain Trust, the smart people, the largest community of small business experts on the planet, probably in the universe. And one of those guys is our good friend Mark Allen, who's been with us now for a long time. Mark is a senior member of our Brain Trust, and one of the smartest guys I know. He's the author of so many wonderful books. One of my favorites is A Visionary Life and Visionary Business. These meant a lot to me when I was getting this business off the ground back in several years ago. I learned so much from them. He's got a number of other books out now. And he's actually not only an author, he's in the publishing business and a very successful publisher as well. He's our good friend. Mark Allen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Yeah, I love being on your show.
Mark, you've been doing quite a few web seminars lately, haven't you?
Yeah, and teleconferences.
How's that working out?
Good, really good.
Do people like those things?
Yeah. It's the same material delivered in a different format. I've been telling my marketing people in the publishing company, book publishing hasn't really changed in 100 years. In terms of the core of what we do. And now it really is changing just in that there's so many more opportunities. There's so many more ways to deliver, as the newer buzzword is,
right,
at least for me, you know, to deliver our content.
Mm-hmm. Content is king, isn't it, now?
Yes, yes.
Remember when you and I first started talking back, actually in the previous century, we talked about the fact that everybody was looking for eyeballs, and I think you and I probably had the conversation that, you know, we didn't know much about getting eyeballs. We were content guys. Mm-hmm. And I remember telling you that, you know, I hope I'm able to hang around long enough with my content till the world comes back around to their sanity and finds the content. And I think that's where we are now.
I do too. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Now you got to have you got to have the delivery methods. You got to be able. And folks, this is not just about Jim and Mark. This is your business too. I don't care what you do. The content that you provide your customers, the information and the support that you provide your customers, and the methods, the systems that you use to deliver that information, that content, whatever it might be, if it's about shoestrings or books. Mm-hmm. It's critical, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, I keep saying there's just three simple things you have to have together to succeed in business. One is some kind of product or service, and the key there is to do what you love. And that a lot of people have together. A lot of entrepreneurs, they're doing what they love. They're in it because they love it. The second one is you got to market it and sell it, and the key there is to keep trying different things, to have a multi-pronged strategy. You know, try the internet, try teleseminars, try the tried and true, what's been done for years, and then try something totally new and outside of the box. And just keep trying. As Steve Martin said about his writing, the comedian, he said, you got to find your venue. He said if he was writing essays, no one would read them. They'd sit in a drawer.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you do, you have to find some way to market it. And then the only other thing you need, once you got a product and marketing, is financial controls. That was the last piece that I put together.
Yeah, you learned that last, didn't you?
Yeah, right. I was completely out of control financially and had no clue what financial controls even meant, until this wonderful woman came along and whipped me into shape.
And what was her name?
Victoria Clark. She's still with me after 25 years.
Is that right? What did she teach you?
Well, she taught me how to make a profit. When she came along, we were spending a lot more than we were making every month. Mm-hmm. We were out of control.
That dog won't, as they say in Texas, that dog won't hunt for very long, will it?
Yeah, right. We were definitely struggling, and she came along. She knew nothing about publishing. She'd been a bookkeeper for a jewelry store. She'd worked in a bank. And,
but she knew how to buy low and sell high, didn't she?
And manage the
stuff in the middle. Stand by, Mark. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and get Mark to finish up on this lesson he's talking to us about. Good stuff, folks. And then we're going to talk about your uniqueness. Maybe in my case, it's weirdness. I don't know. 22, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Mark Allen. Mark is the author of The Millionaire Course and dozens of other books. Every single one of them I recommend to you. Also, The Millionaire Course seminar is on CD, isn't it, Mark?
Yes, it is.
I'm holding my very own CD set, by the way, right in front of me here.
Yep,
I encourage you to check it out. How will they find you? How can they find you, Mark, and all your stuff?
NewWorldLibrary.com has my stuff, and I have the ebook, a great ebook. My new book's called The Type Z Guide to Success, A Lazy Person's Manifesto for Wealth and Fulfillment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark just described himself.
Yes.
Didn't you?
True. I don't do Mondays. I don't do mornings. I am lazy by most people's standards.
Yeah,
I think most people work too hard.
I think you definitely operate on an unassigned frequency, Mark. and that makes you unique.
Yes,
and you found a way, and you talk about this in one of your teleseminars. You talk about the fact that your uniqueness is actually something you should capitalize on.
Yes, I think everyone's unique. When I think, I was just thinking when I got up 15 minutes ago that that the stuff you're teaching is sort of graduate school in a sense, that people have completed high school and college, and the stuff I'm teaching should have been taught in high school, where at seventh grade people should have started with creative visualization, and then by 10th, 11th grade, visionary business and millionaire course and stuff. But what we should have learned in high school is that we're all absolutely unique and we're all creative geniuses in our own unique way.
Hmm.
And we just need to discover that. High school got it backwards. We're sitting there thinking the students know nothing, the teachers know everything, we learn everything the teachers know, and we write it down in a test. Well, we need that for reading, writing, and arithmetic. But for what we want to do with our lives and success, that's where we need to realize each of us is a creative genius, each of us is totally unique, and we won't really be fulfilled until we really allow that uniqueness and creativity to come forth.
You know, Mark, that's one of the reasons why I'm excited about some of the new curriculum in high schools and even colleges. Well, colleges first, but now even in high schools. And that is some of the entrepreneurial education that's being taught across the country, that's proliferating across the country. I'm very excited about that.
That is great to hear.
It is. I think that the kind of things that you were just talking about is the kind of components of the curriculum that needs to be taught.
Yeah, the last two summers I have taught at a week-long program kids take about business and entrepreneurship. And they get all excited and motivated, and they're 15, 16, 17, And that's exciting to me. I love doing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they need to be, in my opinion, you need to be talking about the 11th and 12th graders, the 8th, 9th, and 10th graders. I think they're not, you know, they there's a different kind of curriculum, I think, for them. But the people who are really looking over the horizon and they're saying, you know what, I'm going to have to start making something of myself one of these days.
Yep.
Those are the ones I think have the most fertile, you know, brains for this kind of thing. But
yeah.
but back to the uniqueness, Mark. What
yeah.
is it about our uniqueness that what do we, how do we identify it? How do we capitalize on it?
Well, I think, at least for me, everything started when I dared to dream on my 30th birthday of my ideal scene. I literally took a sheet of paper and wrote down my ideal scene. And that's when I imagined I had a business. I'd been an actor. I'd been a rock musician. I had the opposite of the Midas touch in my 20s. Everything I touched fell apart. I was in two different theater companies. They both fell apart. I was at a Zen center. I got kicked out for breaking the rules.
A Zen center? You broke the rules in a Zen center? That's
yes.
against the law in San Francisco, isn't it?
Well, they have so many rules, and you have to get up at 5:30 every morning.
I knew that wouldn't work for Mark Allen.
No, I couldn't handle that at all. But the day I turned 30, I literally wrote down my ideal scene, what I imagined my life could be like in 5 years. And much to my amazement, I had my own company. And I had a big white house on a hill, and I wrote books. I hadn't done that. I recorded music. I hadn't done that. But most of all, when I thought it through, I had a life of ease. And to me, the most important thing was a lot of time for myself. And I had a picture of myself just strolling around my grounds, relaxed. That became my guiding picture. And that's where we're all unique. And if we start with daring to dream our ideal, I mean, some people, I just did a weekend with Mark Victor Hansen down in L.A. I just mm-hmm. spoke and flew. But he's, you know, a promotion monster. He loves flying around on planes and speaking
right.
to big crowds. And that's what he loves. That's
mm-hmm.
his unique
that's
thing.
That's his uniqueness, isn't it? You're not
yeah.
like that.
I'm not like that at all. I want to be just as successful as him, but I want to spend a lot of time at home. I don't want to travel that
so
much.
So what you're saying is that if I contemplate you and your life and what you've accomplished, and I want to accomplish that, but I see that I don't want to be like Mark. I want to be like Jim. I can do that. I just need to figure it out.
Right.
And
That's
not
it.
And not deny that me being me isn't okay.
Right. Make you being you a real strength.
Right,
because there's no one like you, and every one of us.
That's
that
what
way.
My ex-wife said, Mark. She said that's exact. Those were her exact words.
Yeah.
Hold on to that thought, Mark. We're gonna take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back. And newworldlibrary.com is Mark's website. Newworldlibrary.com. It's a good one. Check it out when you get a chance. Tintel. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Sylvia for you.
Lot of people take it for a game.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Mark Allen. Mark, now you've got some other things coming up that I want you to tell the audience about.
Yeah, I've got a very innovative multimedia ebook that you can get on www.successwithease.net.
All right.
It's really fun. You can sample the whole first chunk of it for free. And you can also get on my mailing list there if you want a free teleconference I do every month.
And those are free. Good, good.
Those are free, and people love them. They're like a mini seminar.
Yeah.
They go for about an hour, 15 minutes. I talk usually for maybe 40 minutes on some theme. Then we open up the phones and people ask any questions that they want to, and
good for you.
They're powerful. I get emails after. Some people say I was in tears, or thank you, you resolved a big problem. So it's,
wow,
it's
congratulations,
really rewarding.
I know it is. Good for you. Thank you for making that available for free. One thing about small business owners, we like free things.
Yes.
And see, folks, I bring you free things all the time, so you stay tuned. We're going to be giving you more free things. Mark, let's continue. Let's continue to talk about our uniqueness. How do we see? I think that's where a lot of people get derailed is they see a model that they like, they see a result that they like,
right?
And then they try to replicate that, and they don't realize that there's a unique factor, a uniqueness to that model they saw that caused that to be where it is, and they don't realize that it's okay if they put a different spin on it.
Right, right, and in fact, they really have to put a different spin on it, I think. You know, the pure imitations rarely work. And I think it's within our own unique dreams, every one of us has a unique view of success even. So it's, I think, the most essential thing. Really get clear, what does success mean to me? Let that guide you. And it isn't just $1 million in the bank. I've got $1 million in the bank. That doesn't make you happy. It's a matter of, what do you want to do with your life?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, I tell people, if you can't be happy without money and stuff, you won't be happy with money and stuff.
Right. Yes. Yes, that's very good. Eckhart Tolle was asked what it was like to make so much money. The author of The Power of Now, a book I love that I published, and he just chuckled. He said, "Well, for years I had no money, and that was okay. And now I've got money, and that's okay too." I like that a lot.
Before you go, we got a couple of minutes left. I want you to give us another installment of an easy and relaxed manner and a healthy and positive way. This is something that rings my. So many people have commented on this on the fact that you introduced this to us years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about that.
This may be my unique contribution to humanity.
I think it is.
Yeah, it was the day I turned 30. I wrote down my ideal scene. I listed all my goals in there. Start a business, start writing a book, start recording an album. A lot of starts because I had nothing happening at all in my life. I had no job, no income. Then I rewrote each goal as an affirmation, and I put these words in the beginning of each affirmation that I think I got from a Unity Church minister named Catherine Ponder, one of her books I read years ago. And the words are, in an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way, I'm now creating a successful business, in an easy and relaxed manner. And years after that, I realized those four words, I think, overcame the vast majority of my doubts and fears and obstacles. Because our main fears are it won't be easy.
Mm-hmm.
A business is stressful. It won't be relaxed. It may not be healthy.
One of the things I've done with that, Mark, is, and I've told you this before, and I really have done it, folks, is whenever I was about to deal with something that was going to be very, very stressful, I would sit back in my chair and close my eyes, and I would say, I will handle this. Whatever it may be, this bank loan or whatever, this mortgage payment or meeting a payroll, I will handle this in an easy and relaxed manner. And you have to say the words very slowly in a healthy and positive way, and it helps.
It helps. It can even change. It changes everything.
Well, it can change the outcome because you're dealing with this thing now from a different perspective, maybe in a much more relaxed way. Hey, Mark, give us the website one more time.
Oh, good. My favorite is successwithease.net. There you can get on my mailing list and get my ebook, or newworldlibrary.com.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, thanks for being here. Good job, as always.
Thank you,
Jim. You're the best.
My pleasure. I enjoy your show a lot.
Thanks. Mark Allen, ladies and gentlemen, he's one of our pals. We can't do without him. We won't do without him. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every single member of our military standing a post on behalf of you and me around the world, sometimes in harm's way. God bless them. God be with them. We are very proud of them.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.